And we are joined this morning on the phone for a community conversation by Amy Mangan-Fisher from the University of Wisconsin-Madison Division of Extension, Washington County, which is a mouthful. And Amy is the 4-H program educator. Good morning, Amy.
Hi, Rick. I'm impressed. You really rattled through our long title there. You're getting comfortable with it, huh?
I had it pulled up on the screen so I could read it. But
yes, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, thanks for taking some time to talk this morning. I'm sure this is not the kind of conversation you thought you'd be having the first week of June.
No, you know, I do usually come on your show in June, but it's usually for a much different reason, to talk about all the fun things you're doing in the community and getting ready for fair.
Right. And this year, well, no fair, at least in Washington County, no state fair. Now, a couple of other counties in the area are still clinging to the idea that they're going to have a fair, but I think we'll see. They're going to have to decide one way or the other pretty soon.
Right.
So, so with no fair in Washington County this year, what does that mean to our 4-H kids?
Well, it's definitely a disappointment. Our youth, we found out on Monday that there wasn't fair. And of course, that's a highlight of the year, and it's how our youth kind of wrap up our 4-H year. In 4-H, we do experiential learning. So do, reflect, apply. And the fair is a great way that we reflect on how the year went and what the youth learned, and to celebrate all their accomplishments. So this year, we'll be looking at reflecting in a different way.
Right, right. Now, I had a conversation with Kelly Boone last week, and she talked about they're going to try to do something for exhibitors, and I understand that you and your people have been talking with her people, and you're trying to come up with something, right?
Yes, yes. We kind of put out some feelers to the 4-H people. I met with our leaders' board of directors to see what ideas they had. I'll be talking with general leaders to see what their ideas are. And Kelly is also, like you said, working with her people. It's going to be some sort of, on their website, they call it, or on their FAQ site, they call it a celebration of the fair. So we're not really sure what that's going to look like, but some way for our youth to show the community what they have been working on and to celebrate what they did.
All right. And the kids have been working on things, even though they haven't been able to be having regular club meetings in person. What's Washington County 4-H groups? What have they been doing to keep going and to keep kids involved?
Yeah, so every club is a little different. We have had some of our clubs and some of our groups have these virtual club meetings. So Google Hangout or Zoom or whatever your preferred, choice is. And the kids have been learning how those kind of things work. We also did our scholarship interviews over Zoom.
Oh, really?
Which I think was a good, yeah. And, I think that was a good experience for our older youth. It's not ideal, but in the world they're growing up in, they're probably going to have virtual job interviews at some point. So it was a good practice for make sure you're in a quiet space, make sure your audio works and all of those things.
Right, right. So, so still learning and not necessarily on the same path that you would have been, but,
right. Yeah. And we have been also at the office or on our website. We've been providing resources for all kids, not just 4-H members. Karen, one of our staff members, has been working on these really great 4-H Fridays. And every Friday, they have a recipe. They have some sort of activity. One was like a potato maze to see where it grows. Different, like a calm jar, music things. So she's been pulling from a lot of our 4-H materials and spotlighting a few different things each week. And then we also have on there different resources for projects. So online stuff for rabbits, or one of the most popular or big one, I think, is make your own cloth face covering. And that was a state 4-H. They partnered with a lot of different health departments and have a lesson plan there for you to do.
Ah, interesting. Interesting. Okay, so so 4-H has definitely been continuing its mission, I guess we should say.
Yeah, I think like a lot of other organizations, we're learning how to do things differently. It's still important for our youth to connect with each other, even more than ever, I suppose, having the youth have a way that they can talk with their friends and still have that social connection. And then to be learning, unfortunately, not in person, but in a different way.
Right, right. Now, a big item, of course, for the fair always is the animal auctions. And is there a plan potentially to do something along those for those projects this year?
Yeah. So the animal auction is ran by the Meat Animal Sale Committee. So that is not specifically for, that is not 4-H, and it's also not the fair. So it's a separate entity.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, so the Meat Animal Sale Committee, according to their fair's frequently asked questions part, it does say that they had the sales committee had decided there would not be an auction this year, whether in person or virtual. They had decided that if the fair was canceled, then they weren't going to do an auction. So if the animal projects do something, it would not be through 4-H, and it would not be through the fair. But it's possible that maybe they'll work on something as individuals.
Gotcha.
I know there are a lot of talks going on right now.
Okay.
So we'll see what that looks like. I honestly don't know. Thursday, I believe, the AIS board will be meeting again, and we'll see where we head.
All right. All right. Sounds good. And then, of course, it won't be too long before you're going to start thinking about ramping up for next year, which hopefully will be closer to normal.
Yeah, and one of the things that I would like to see, we do in August, we do a Come Learn About 4-H event. And I probably have talked about it on your show before, but we have all of our clubs and projects on different tables. And then new families who don't know anything about 4-H can come and learn what 4-H is, what projects we offer. And so I'm hoping that we'll be able to showcase some of the projects the kids have done this year. At that event. I'm not sure if that event will take place in August or if it'll be more of a fall event this year.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Amy Mangan-Fisher, the 4-H program educator for Washington County. Anything else, Amy, that people should know this morning?
No, just that our website, if you Google Extension Washington County, there are a lot of resources on that site. I know Carol has had some stuff about checking your credit and all of the different things going on right now with unfortunately, scams and stuff, so that there's a lot of resources on there. Ron, our positive youth development educator, has some 4-H, or not 4-H, he has some challenges for youth to check out. So, yeah, check out our website.
All right, and the website once again is?
So it is it's washington.extension.wisc.edu.
Another mouthful.
Exactly. That's why I say Google Washington County Extension. It'll pop up. Wisconsin.
All right. Sounds good. Amy, thank you so much for taking time out to chat with us this morning.
Thanks a lot, Rick. Have a good day.
Thank you. That's Amy Mangan-Fisher, the 4-H program educator for the UW Extension in Washington County. We thank her for community conversation this morning.